What was a unique cultural tradition you experienced in another country?
Well, I was studying for a while in Zanzibar, and you guys might know Zanzibar is in Africa, off the coast of Tanzania. And Zanzibar is, most people in Zanzibar are Muslim. And so I was there for the celebration of Eid, the end of Ramadan. And so after going for, you know, many days with everybody fasting and not eating during the day, just having like a little bit of food, and then having like breaking the fast in the evening and kind of having everybody be sort of quiet. The island was very quiet during Ramadan. And we would hear like the call to prayer. That's like a very loud thing. They play it and everybody hears it. And so I was used to that, and I was like, you know, kind of dressed differently than I usually dress. And everybody was pretty mellow during Ramadan. But then they started telling me, like, Eid is coming. Like, we're going shopping. We're getting new dress. We're getting new clothes. We're making music. We're going to have food. Like, this is going to be a big deal. So I didn't really know what was coming. I remember the couple days right before, I felt like everybody was changing. Because during Ramadan, it was kind of slow and a little bit quiet and, like, lots of prayer and that sort of thing. But then Eid came, and there were, like in the middle of the night, there's music, people are dancing, there's like all these lights in the street. And where I lived, there was a park that was nearby, and I had been there for many weeks. And the park was always pretty quiet, maybe some little kids playing soccer, like moms with babies. But then Eid came, and the whole park was full, and there was like people dancing, party, like crazy, and I had never seen that. And so everybody had bright clothes. My whole, the family I was living with, everybody got like new clothes, new hairstyle. The little girls like did their hair and the henna tattoos all the way up. They did my arms. I had my arms all covered and I couldn't get it off. It was there for like a month. It was very funny because my skin is a little bit different than most of the people there. And so they would use this very dark black color. Yeah. And for them, it was just like, it looked very nice. But for me, it looked like I had these big tattoos going on my arms and on my hands. So for like, even after I left, it wouldn't go away. So it took me like 2 months to get rid of it. But I got like, my family that day, they just gave me like new clothes. I said, here, wear this. It's a celebration. So we went out and we danced and I went with all the kids and we had fun and the guys played soccer and I don't know. Eid was a big party. I don't know if you have Eid in your experience, if you've ever seen that.
Of course I have.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if it's the same in your country as it is in Zanzibar, but it was lots of fun.